Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
All right, this reel goes onto this spool and feed the film through here. then attach it to this reel. Okay, I think I got it. Just turn this thing on and... wow, okay. No picture. Dang it, what did I do wrong? Hold on. I'm getting it. I just need to turn the light on. And there we go. We have a picture. Yeah. So, how did I do? It's you again, huh? Don't you just love silent movies? Welcome to the Chemo Theater. This theater was built in 1927. I believe Chemo means mountain lion or king of the beasts. I'll get back to you on that, don't worry. It is now owned by the city of Albuquerque of the 47th state of New Mexico. Did you know that New Mexico got its name before Mexico won its independence from Spain? And it's actually named after the Aztec Empire? If I remember right, it's known as the Heartland of Mexico. Who were? I'm sorry. You'll have time to learn all of this on your own. Or who knows? You might actually already know it. Why don't you sit back and watch the movie, and I'll tell you a tale about love, commitment, and your undying bond. I call it the Death Waltz.
Jake! Where's my Jake? Tell me where my Jake is. Why is he not with the other soldiers?
Ma'am, there was a terrible fight. We lost many of our men. I'm truly sorry, but your fiancé was one of those who were captured and scalped.
No, not Jake. He promised to return to me. We were going to be wed. We were supposed to spend our lives together until we passed. Till death do us part.
I am deeply sorry for your loss, ma'am. Can I offer you anything in your time of grief?
It would make me feel so much better if you would stay with me.
Of course, ma'am. I will stay with you as long as you need.
Thank you for your compassion. Where are you from? Your accent is different from Jake's.
I'm from the East, ma'am.
Please, call me Elaine.
You may call me Benjamin.
What does your family do, Benjamin?
My family is in the cotton industry.
Oh, does your family own a large plantation?
Why, yes, we do. It is the second largest in the state.
So then, you could say that you are indeed wealthy?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, Elaine, we are indeed well off.
Then what are you doing here? In the middle of the desert?
My father made me join the military and serve time as an officer. His goal is for me to learn how to lead so that when my time comes, I will know how to take control of the men who work for my family.
Are you the one in charge of this expedition?
No. No, that was your fiancé. I served under him.
With him gone, does that make you in charge now?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And you brought all these brave men back here. You are the one who led them back here safely.
I brought back the ones that we could.
You are very brave and very rich. I'm glad you survived.
If I knew I would come back to be in your company, I would have returned sooner.
And I would have worn my best dress for you.
Elaine, there is nothing wrong with the dress you have on now. It is quite lovely.
But it is not my best dress.
I am most positive you have yet to wear your best dress for any man.
Benjamin, I could wear that for you, if you so choose.
Elaine, will you marry me?
Yes, yes, I will marry you.
We will use the hall. It was already booked for your wedding to Jake.
Then it's decided. We will be wed.
I cannot wait to see you in your best dress.
And I cannot wait to see your smile as you see me in it.
A smile won't compare to the beauty that you'll be.
Leave me be so I can get prepared. Please find the Reverend and prepare for our special day.
I will, my love. I shall long to see you again. I will not sleep until we meet again, Elaine. I will wait with bated breath.
Oh, you. I cannot wait. Hop to it now.
I cannot believe I'm gonna be married. Mother and father would be so proud. Reverend, sir, I am in need of your services.
Yes, my son. What is it that you require?
I am to be wed this evening, and I would like for you to conduct the ceremonial passage.
I see. Jake and I spoke at length about his bride-to-be, Elaine. Their ceremony was scheduled for this day, but as you know, Jake was less fortunate and didn't return. Who are you to marry?
I am to wed Elaine.
I see. This is rather quick, don't you think?
We are in love, Reverend.
For someone who just lost their fiancé, I don't know if this is the right time. I think that maybe she is stricken with loss. Women make very rash decisions in the midst of grief.
I would think the same thing, but when I went to console her, we fell in love. Reverend, I've never felt this way about anyone. I wouldn't look at anyone back home. It is Elaine. I wish to marry only Elaine.
I understand. I will perform the ceremony. I just hope that you and she are doing it for the reasons of our Lord, and not of any other.
We are.
The hall is already decorated, and we can begin as soon as your bride is ready.
I shall smarten up and meet you in the hall.
Go with much haste, young man. It is almost noon. I shall finish my preparations and see you there.
Thank you, Reverend.
Lord, please watch over this couple. I fear they come together secularly. If they truly come to you and wish to be wed under your name, then grant them the wisdom and love they deserve in your name. Amen. Are you ready to commit your life to the Lord and to Elaine?
I am.
Then please stand to the side and await your bride. We gather here this day in the sight of a sovereign God, whom the Bible describes as holy, holy, holy. And in the sight of these assembled witnesses to a ceremony honoring the Holy Covenant, the Holy Sacrament of Marriage. Marriage is not the invention of man. It is an invention of God. The purpose of marriage resides within the purpose and plan of God. Your marriage is to honor God because it was created by God and for the glory of God. As in all of life, what matters most in marriage is God. Pray with me. Lord, we thank you that you have brought us here to this moment on the day. We love Benjamin and Elaine, and we are excited about you bringing them together. We pray, Lord, that this covenantal commitment being made today would be one that would honor you and glorify you for their lifetime. Benjamin, I want to say to you today, this is your bride. Something is changing today. You have a new responsibility, a responsibility that you have never had before. Benjamin, do you totally commit yourself to Elaine to be all that God and she needs you to be?
I do.
Elaine, do you totally commit yourself to Benjamin to be all that God and he needs you to be?
I do.
Benjamin and Elaine, we rejoice with you that the two roads that brought you here will now be as one as you leave together. Now, by the virtue of the authority invested in me, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord in the presence of God and these assembled witnesses, I pronounce you husband and wife. You may now kiss the bride.
Jake? Jake?
I promise to you, I will come back and make my claim.
You're dead! Benjamin, say it, you were dead.
Nobody else shall have you. Come here, my darling. Let us dance on our wedding day.
Benjamin!
He cannot help you, as you are mine, Elaine. Dance with me.
This story starts out as a couple in love. A young lieutenant proved especially susceptible to her charms and devoted himself to her. One day, messengers came dashing into the fort with news of an Apache outbreak. A detachment was sent out to chase and punish the marauding Indians. The lieutenant was put in charge of the expedition, but before he left, he confided his love to the young woman, who not only acknowledged that she returned his affection, but promised that if the fortune of war deprived him of life, she would never marry another. His last words to her were, "Nobody else shall have you. I will come back and make a claim." The young lieutenant was killed and scalped. Yet he came back to claim his bride. And when they danced, her body extinguished all life and she fell to the floor lifeless. A few days later, a group of soldiers returned from the scene of the encounter and returned with the body of the lieutenant. It just goes to show you, if you make a promise in love, it might be best to keep it. Anyway, now, I want to take you to a secret military. There is always some strategic truth to be found.
Man, what are we even doing out here?
I don't know, man. Uncle Sam says we gotta come out here, so out here we come.
I have a feeling this is going to be a long, boring shift.
It's only a couple of hours. You weren't doing anything anyways.
I was hoping to dream about your sister. Oh, she's a brick house.
I should never have shown you that picture of her on the beach.
I showed you mine. You showed me yours.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me she was 4.
All you asked is if my sister was pretty.
Still, man, you could have told me her age.
Do you think your sister would write me back if I wrote to her?
Man, I don't know.
You haven't told her about me yet, have you?
Why would I write to my sister and tell her about you? I got plenty to say about myself for her and my mama.
Because you think I'm a nice guy.
Just because we went to basic training together doesn't mean I think you're a nice guy.
Oh, I had my parents meet you when we graduated. That doesn't make me a nice guy.
And did you notice that I didn't introduce you to mine?
Well, that's because your sister was with them and you didn't want me to see her.
Can we please talk about something else other than my sister?
Fine. You pick something else then.
What do you think they're building over here?
Man, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's underground. I can't see nothing.
I know that, but just take a guess. What do you think they're building?
It's probably some research facility.
Since when do they need us to guard a research site? To protect a bunch of scientist nerds? It has to be something else, especially when our orders are to shoot to kill.
Yeah, that is weird. Maybe they're testing bombs or something. Can't let those commies get a hold of our technology, you know?
You wanna go check it out?
I thought you said we were supposed to stay on the outer perimeter.
Come on, we can just take a quick look at it. This will take some time out of our otherwise long and boring shift.
All right. But if I do this for you, I need you to put in a good word with your sister for me.
Fine, let's go. You need all the help you can get if you're ever gonna find a decent girl.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Let's just get up the hill.
How big do you think this place is?
I don't really know. Never been to an underground facility before.
Has to be at least a few floors with all the trucks and materials we constantly wave through. And who knows what comes through when we're not on duty.
I guess maybe you're right. I'm no engineer. You see this finger? That's all the Army ever trained me to do.
That's not true. They taught you how to march for miles and miles, how to lift things up and put them down, how to stand in line, listen to orders, and most of all, wait.
You have no shot with my sister. I found an opening over here. Let's see what we can see.
I see a ladder. Should we take that?
You can. I'm going to take the stairs.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Open your eyes then, will you? Come on, let's go down. Maybe we can figure out what's going on here.
You know, experiences like this are going to change us, right?
How do you mean?
Meaning that no matter what we see down there, we will never be the same again.
That can be true every day for everything that happens. No big revelation.
This is why it is not only the day that changes, it's us. We always change. Time changes everything except something within us, which is always surprised by change.
You are so weird. You got absolutely no shot.
I see some lights on down this hallway. Is anyone working?
Not that I know of. Lock and load.
Way ahead of you.
All right, keep quiet. Let's ambush whoever's here.
You seeing this?
How can I not?
What do we do?
Freeze!
What the hell is going on?
Don't just stand there, shoot the damn bastards! It's aliens, man! Whatever the Army's building here, the aliens want it! The commies will just have to wait their turn!
What type of weapons do you think they're using? I don't recognize them!
It has to be some type of low-powered laser!
How you doing on ammo?
I have one more magazine left, how about you?
Just putting in the last one now!
What should we do?
I don't see any way out of this.
I ain't giving up, man.
At this rate, I ain't never gonna meet your sister.
Come on, we ain't giving up.
I have one round left. How you holding up?
I got 3 rounds left.
One last stand?
One last stand.
Stop!
Both of you, just stop.
Who is she?
Oh, man, we did it now. We're about to find out. What is going on here? Do you got proper clearance to be here?
We are the League of Strategic Truth.
The League of Strategic Truth? Never heard of you.
And you never will again.
What the?
Take them and put them in the desert, just outside of town. Make sure to dope them up enough before you leave.
On behalf of Earth, we apologize for what happened here. Please continue your work here in peace. We will send a crew in to clean up the mess.
Clean this area up before dawn. No one can know what we're doing here. I want this place spotless. And get me two new guards. Ones that will follow instructions this time.
The quiet town of Dulce, New Mexico has less than 3,000 residents. It doesn't even have a traffic light. Yet this little town is a hotspot for ufologists and alien conspiracy theorists who believe that below this town is a secret 7-story underground military facility that's run by the government and beings not of this world. The story starts off in the 1970s when a state trooper spotted a strange craft in the sky. Upon further investigation, he noticed mutilated cattle and gas masks on the ground. Or in 1979, when a former engineer stated that while building the base, service members engaged in a gun battle with aliens, but peace was later brokered. In 1990, John Lear, the inventor of the Learjet, stated that the facility was real and that there were at least 4 different alien species working at the base. Stories have gone out stating that each floor of the base is something different, with one floor being mind control, another being genetic experiments, and a floor that houses reptilian alien human hybrids. What? Too many floors, too many horrors. No matter who you talk to in this little town, I guarantee that they have seen something. Whether in the sky or on the ground. But hey, enough about that. The next story really doesn't have a good time to tell it, so I'll just tell it here. Shall we explore the legend of La Mala Hora?
Oh, it's so nice to finally be able to catch up with you again.
I agree, man. We need to do this more often. Your work has really got you busy lately.
I'll say. You know, it has been a long time since the two of you have gotten together to just hang out.
Oh, I'd say it's been about 4 or 5 years, easily.
I don't think I could go a month without at least talking to my friends, honey.
Men are just different, honey.
Different. How so?
We're men.
Nothing like stating the obvious to prove your point.
I haven't had this much fun since we were in college.
Yeah. We were such different people back then, man.
Hey, we weren't all that different.
Oh, yeah? You remember the time we got a bunch of blow-up dolls?
We took them to class and everything.
Yeah, we did, man. Oh, we got a lot of weird looks from our classmates.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. So is this when you know...
moved into a frat house? Yep.
Hold on a second. It wasn't a total frat house.
Okay, sure. Prove it.
We had real jobs. And some weekends, we even didn't drink.
Okay, hold on. 5 guys. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys under one roof. That is a frat house.
Oh, come on. We weren't that bad. Or were we?
There was this one time when we got a bunch of cheerleaders.
Wait, maybe we shouldn't tell that story.
Right. We weren't smart enough to bring women back to that place.
It wasn't really conducive to, romantic evenings?
Listen, okay. I don't, you know what, honestly, I don't ever want to know. You can keep that between yourselves.
Yeah, there were none. None whatsoever. Right, Martin?
Really? Oh, yeah. I mean, uh-huh. No romantic evenings at all. So, how how did you guys meet?
The good old-fashioned way. At a bar.
I mean, he was picking up takeout and I was taking dine-in at the bar. Alone.
Not just eating alone, but reading a book. I was intrigued. So I sat next to her and ate my takeout right there, straight out of the box.
I mean, and I thought he was some sort of weird stalker with an addiction to styrofoam.
Right, because I mean, who talks to strangers anymore?
Right.
Oh, and who actually reads books? Especially paper ones.
Anyways, I charmed her with my corny jokes.
You know, that he did.
And?
And that was it, pretty much.
Wow. And your frat house days are finally behind you.
Yeah. For good.
We actually bought a house together just last year.
We sure did.
You guys are really doing it all, huh? Marriage, house, and kids?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. We've sort of hit a snag on that last part.
It's crazy. Back when I was single, all I did was pray to not get someone pregnant. And now, nothing seems to be able to get the job done.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I think more people struggle with fertility issues than we realize, but there are a lot of options now, right? Like, there are drugs, IVF, even surrogacy.
Yeah, Nicole is not the problem. I am. Not enough swimmers.
I'm sorry to hear that. That must be tough.
You have no idea, man.
But we are looking into other options.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Like, what exactly?
Specifically, sperm donor options?
Nice. Good for you.
We want to be parents, which is why we actually invited you to dinner.
We wanted to know if you, if you would consider being our sperm donor.
Oh, wow. Me?
Look, I know that we just asked you for something major.
And we're not looking for an answer right now. You know, no pressure. And I know when people say no pressure, it still sounds like pressure, but really, no pressure.
I mean, why me? Can't you go somewhere and, you know?
Yeah, sure. We could flip through some catalog and pick a doctor or a lawyer. But the thing is, you never get to know who they are. Or how good of a person they are.
And Martin, from what my husband tells me, you have a big heart. And you're always caring for people. I mean, there is so much more to a child than how smart you think they might be when they're older. We want our child to be a good person. That is something they could never tell us in those books.
I guess that's true.
Listen, take your time and give us an answer when you're ready, okay?
Sure. Okay.
I hate to just drop that on you and then leave, but Nicole has an early meeting in the morning, and we need to get going.
Yeah, of course. I understand.
You okay? Do you need us to stay? Do you want Dawn to stay?
Yeah. No, I'll be fine. Just a lot to process.
Again, take your time and think about it, but let us know as soon as you can.
Yeah. Okay. Of course.
Listen, whatever you decide, I just want to thank you for being my husband's friend.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, my pleasure.
Come on, honey. It was nice to catch up with you, Martin.
Yeah, same here.
We really need to do this again. You know, I have some friends I could bring along for you to meet the next time, if you like.
Honey, let him find his love on his own.
I don't mind, and that sounds good.
He is a really nice guy. How are you friends with him?
He is a nice guy. And honestly, I have no clue. I'm pretty lucky, I guess. Let me get that for you.
Always a gentleman.
I have a good feeling about this.
You think so?
I mean, he always does the right thing.
I hope so.
Well, he is the best guy I know.
We are asking a lot from him. It's one thing to do it anonymously. It's another to know who you are giving it to, knowing what it will become.
Wow. I never looked at it that way.
And I don't know how you can see with this fog. It's getting really bad.
Yeah, it is really hard to see out here suddenly.
Dawn, break! What is that on the road?
What on earth?
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. Where did it go?
I don't know. We both saw it, right?
Dawn!
What?
Drive!
Oh my God! What is that thing?
Do you have any idea what that thing was?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Well, that just ruined my evening.
I just want to get home.
It's a good thing we live so close to the restaurant.
If we didn't, that would mean we would have to talk more.
Oh, talking isn't that bad.
I know, but I'm too busy focusing.
I really liked your friend.
Is that a police car in our driveway?
Huh? Well, it sure looks like it. When we get there, I'm sure that we will find out.
I wonder what happened. Good evening, officer.
Evening, sir. Madam.
Is everything all right?
I wish it was. Were you two just at La Gala Gaita?
Yes, officer, we were.
Were you with a gentleman named, Martin Duran?
Yes. Why?
I'm afraid to tell you that he's passed away while in the restaurant.
What? How? We literally just saw him minutes ago.
We don't know. He was walking out the door and just collapsed. Appears to have suffocated.
This can't be. We were just with him.
Dawn, I think I know what we saw on the road.
No, it can't be.
No, it just can't be. What are we going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. Come here. Thankfully, we have each other, okay? Oh, come here.
The legend of La Mala Ora is an amorphous tale. It can be a spirit, a force of nature, or a curse, depending on who's telling the story. La Mala Ora translates to the bad hour. The entity can appear to you in many forms. It can appear to you as a beautiful woman in a white dress, or a mass that constantly changes shapes and surrounds the person in a dark mist. Legend has it that La Mala Ora is an evil spirit that is on par with the devil himself. When you see it, it typically is a bad omen at best, and a vengeful demon at its worst. Most people who see it are driven insane or suffocated by the mist. Not much is known about this tale, as it usually attacks people that are alone, and then the victims are found the next day. New Mexico is pretty weird, I tell you, but is it the weirdest? I think not. I'm finished here, though. My next assignment has me going to the Woolman Rink. Maybe I'll see you there.
What a thing to see, a loved one's fading scene, while the film just carries on. The writers look away when characters die off, but I never close my eyes. What a strange idea to care for someone else, just to let them go. Maybe we were born to walk each other home. Well, I'm glad we got to meet.
Say a slow goodbye.